You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From Facebook's name change, government's PF interest rate announcement, to the buzz around IRCTC revenue, its shares and more, I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 29th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. The talk of the town sure is Facebook, that has rebranded itself as Meta. I'll shortly share with you the reasons behind the name change. IRCTC shares were sharply off lows today after the DIPAM secretary said railways will withdraw convenience fee sharing decision. Meanwhile, Sensex plunged 670 points and Nifty was down 185 points at close as the indices logged the biggest weekly fall in 8 months. In the cryptocurrency world, Ether, which is the world's second largest cryptocurrency, hit an all-time high. Nykaa IPO issue was oversubscribed 2 times, whereas the retail portion was booked 4.7 times. Moving on, fuel prices have hit fresh highs. I'll shortly share with you the prices in major cities. The Finance Ministry has approved 8.5% interest rate on PF deposits for 2020 to 2021. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das has been reappointed to the post for another 3 years. Meanwhile, in a setback for future retail, Delhi High Court has rejected its plea seeking a stay on an interim order by a Singapore panel in the Amazon arbitration dispute. First up, a look at Facebook. Meta. Facebook has changed its name to Meta in a rebranding exercise that focuses on investing in the metaverse, that is, a shared virtual environment that the company bets will be the successor to mobile internet. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the new name reflects its ambitions to build the metaverse rather than its namesake social media service, which will continue to be called Facebook. Zuckerberg says that right now the brand is so tightly linked to one product that it can't possibly represent everything that the firm is doing, let alone in the future, and hence the name change. The company, which has invested heavily in augmented and virtual reality, said the change would bring together its different apps and technologies under one new brand. Moving on to updates from the market. Shares of Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation sharply came off its day's low today and were down just 5.5% on the BSE. The stock recouped most of its steep losses after Tuhin Kanta Pandey, the secretary of the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, exclusively told CNBC TV 18 that the railways will withdraw its convenience fee decision on IRCTC. The stock had crashed over 20% earlier in the day after the company said it'll share half of the revenues earned from convenience fee with the government. Meanwhile, both Sensex and Nifty logged sharp losses in a highly volatile session today. Financial, IT and oil and gas stocks dragged the benchmarks as the market began the November futures and option queues. The 30-script Sensex declined 670 points to close at 59,300, whereas the Nifty 50 index lost 185 points to end at 17,670. The benchmarks fell for the second straight week, with Sensex and Nifty recording the biggest weekly fall in 8 months. On the cryptocurrency front, Bitcoin, Ether and Dogecoin gained today. Ether, the world's second largest cryptocurrency, hit an all-time high today. This is a little over a week after its larger rival Bitcoin set its record. The virtual currency, which is linked to Ethereum blockchain network, rose as much as 2.6% to $4,400, breaching the previous top of $4,380 set on May 12th. Ether is up over 60% since its late September fall. Here's an update on Nykaa IPO. The initial public offering of Nykaa owner FSN e-commerce ventures was subscribed 4.82 times today, that is the second day of bidding. The offer has received bids for 12.76 crore equity shares against the IPO size of 2.64 crore equity shares. The company aims to raise 5,350 crore rupees with the third largest public issue so far in 2021. A look at fuel prices that are at a record high. While petrol was raised up to 35 paise, diesel rate was increased by up to 37 paise. The price of petrol in Delhi rose to its highest ever level of 108.64 rupees a litre and to rupees 114.47 per litre in Mumbai. In Mumbai, a diesel now sells for 105.95 rupees, whereas in Delhi, it costs 97.37 per litre. Moving on, sources say the Finance Ministry has approved 8.5% interest rate on Provident Fund deposits for 2020 to 2021. This move is likely to benefit 6 crore account holders who are expecting interest to be credited to their accounts. Earlier, Employees Provident Fund Organization, that is EPFO, had approved the interest rate and sought the approval of the Finance Ministry. The EPFO had even declared 8.5% interest rate for the financial year 2019 to 2020. This is the lowest interest rate in the past 7 years. Next up, Shaktikanta Das has been reappointed as the Reserve Bank of India Governor for another 3 years. His reappointment ensures continuity at a critical juncture for the economy that has gone through one of its worst periods during COVID. Shaktikanta Das is the fifth governor of 25 to get a tenure this long. Usually, RBI governors are given a 5-year term. Das gets credit for navigating the economy through one of its toughest periods. Under him, RBI announced more than 50 relief measures to mitigate COVID impact between March 2020 and August 2021. Lastly, the Delhi High Court has rejected Future Retail's plea requesting to stay and set aside an order passed by a Singapore-based arbitration tribunal earlier this month. The order has put Future Retail's 24,700 crore deal with Reliance Retail on hold. Future and Amazon have been engaged in a legal tussle since October 2020, with Amazon approaching the Singapore International Arbitration Center objecting to a deal between Future Retail and Reliance Retail in 2019. Amazon is trying to block the sale of Future Group's retail, wholesale and logistics business to Reliance for allegedly breaking contract. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back next week with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.